So the Gemara says, So the Gemara says, Omer Rav Asi, Tsaras Islandis Asura. Okay. Everybody have it?
Yes.
Okay, so Rav Asi said that Tsaras Islandis is prohibited. Shenemar Bahaya Bukhar, Shartelid Prat, La Islandis She'ena Yoledis. Now what does it mean, Tsaras Islandis Asura? What does that even mean? Ah. So it means, let's say, you have a situation of Yibam. In other words, we'll use our familiar people. You know, Reuven dies, right? And he's married to two wives, Sarah and Rivka. Okay, so he has two wives, Sarah and Rivka. And he has a brother, Shimon. So when Reuven dies and he leaves these two wives, Sarah and Rivka, let's say that Sarah turns out to be an islandess. And she's not physically capable of having children, right? In a way that's related to her developmental capacity, let's say. And it's not just a coincidence that she doesn't have children or there's some other extraneous issue, but she's an islandess. Okay. So now the question is a twofold. Is she, Sarah, a candidate for Yibum? She was a legitimate wife of Reuven, but she can't bear children, therefore there'll be no fulfillment of L'hakim l'achiv shem b'Yisrael. That's one question. Second question is, even if you accept the view, which is the view, as we'll see in a moment, everybody agrees, she cannot be a Yibama, what about the impact on the co-wife? After all, there's not just Sarah, there is also Rivka. So is Rivka a potential Yibama, or does she require a chalitza? Right, is she Zakuka, in other words, or does the fact that Sarah, an islandess, is in the mix, is that going to be the equivalent of Sarah's erva? Now let's take a step back for a moment and think again about what the implications might be or what the precedents are. The Mishnah tells us, again, on Daf Beis Amud Aleph, that's the beginning of the Masechta, right, that normally when you have multiple wives, every one of them, and we've been discussing this in different ways, any one of them is a candidate for Yibum and Chalitza. In fact, we spent about 4 weeks on Rabbi Yochanan and Reish Lakish, right? What happens with multiple wives and multiple brothers and everybody's a candidate? In the end, there's only going to be one brother and one co-wife. Right, but there are multiple candidates. Fine. But the Mishnah tells us on the Beis Amud Aleph that if one of the co-wives is an erva, and the Mishnah lists 15 different scenarios. If one of those 15 scenarios exists, so then the erva, the wife who is an erva, disqualifies the entire group. So none of the co-wives, you might have said, and Beis Shammai do say this, it's a very logical position. It's just not how we paskin. And Beis Shammai says, every woman, every co-wife is separate and independent. So let's say one of the co-wives, let's say there are three co-wives, and one of them is the daughter of the Yavam. So of course he can't be the Yavam's daughter, but why should that spill over and affect the other two co-wives? So the daughter will be disqualified, and the other two should be proper candidates. That exactly is Beis Shammai's Shita. And one daf over, right, that's exactly, if you look very quickly, the Mishnah says, Shesh alayus chamuris me'eru, mifneishim esuos la'cherim, saroseim mutaros, imo, eishas aviv, achos aviv, achos ameyaviv, eishas acheyaviv, eishas acheyaviv, etc. Okay, fine. Then the Mishnah says, Beis Shammai matirim hatzaros la'achim, ubeis hillel osrim. What does that mean? It means that Beis Shammai says, there's no such thing as tzaras erva being excluded from Yibum. Why not look at every candidate, right, according to their own, worthiness? And if some are worthy and others are not, then the ones that are worthy have Zika. The ones who don't, do not. Again, it's a testament in a way, depending on how you understand Tsaras Erva, which is not such a simple matter, but at least one part of the problem may be connected, actually, to part of our discussion, both of Rabbi Yochanan and Reish Lakish, and our earlier discussion of the Sugya and Daf Mem Dalet of an Aleph, and that is, to what extent, when there are multiple candidates, are we dealing with a representational or even a collective kind of a Zika, right? It's a representative or it's a collective dimension. In which case, Saras, Erva, right, the package, whenever you have a package, you know, there can be kulas and chumras. Right, if something in the package doesn't work, nothing works. You know, batla mitasa, batla kula. Or we look at in multiple candidates, we look at every one individually. Certainly, Beis Shammai seems to be saying that we look at every candidate individually, but they still don't. So that's the Mishnah, that there are 15 psulim which also spill over and disqualify the co-wives. Question is, all those 15 are in the category of erva, right? There's the daughter, there's the mother-in-law, there's the, you know, all sorts of things, right? The only one that's not an obvious, typical, let's say, erva, is Achiv Shemoya Balama, which we'll be discussing in a few minutes. Achiv Shemoya Balama, as we discussed last week, came up, we talked about Rav Shimon, right? We talked about it in Chalitza and in Yibum. So the bit of Achiv Shemoya Balama is that Yeshu Achim Yachtav. Yibum only applies when the brothers, right, are coexist, right? So if there's Reuven, Shimon, and Levi, and little Levi was born after Reuven died, so then little Levi is not a candidate of Yibum for the wife of Reuven. That's called Achim Shelo Haya Ve'olam. That's true, and that not only is that true, but all things being equal, right? If Shimon, right, marries the wife of Reuven, or one of the wives of Reuven, Hinatzi Das Yibum, and then Shimon himself dies, so now Levi, formerly little Levi, right, he grew up, and he certainly existed in the time when Shimon existed. So now he would be a or the candidate to do Yibum on the wives of Shimon when he dies and leaves no children. But we still say that Achid Shelo Yabolam, because he has an Achid Shelo Yabolam relationship with Eshes Reuven, now Eshes Reuven is Eshes Shimon, so that Achid Shelo Yabolam is also Tzaras Erva. But of all the cases in the Mishnah, that's the one that is at least, you know, not as obvious a relationship issue, because it seems more like an Eshes Ach, but it's a different kind of Eshes Ach. Okay. Now the question is, this idea of spilling over and disqualifying the other candidates just because you yourself are disqualified, right? If it's a din in the Mishnah of 15 ervas, can you extend it beyond erva? Can there be tsaros of other disqualifications that aren't erva? That's what I'm asking. For example, Eilidus on the surface, that's what we have to analyze. It's not it's not an erva. I mean, a woman has he married this woman, and developmentally she can't, she doesn't have the capacity to give birth. Right? That's not an erva. It's not a relationship problem. It's no arayos. So why would Rav Asi even think, that's one of the things we're going to have to discuss, why would Rav Asi think that there's tsaras eilanis, in other words, Reuven dies, he leaves two wives, Sarah, Rivka, Sarah's an eilanis. Is Rivka now also excluded from Yibum with Shimon because of the disqualifying presence of Sarah, the eilanis? She's not anybody's mother. She's certainly not anybody's mother. She's an eilanis. She happens not to be, in this case, anybody's daughter or anybody's significant's daughter, right? Or mother-in-law. So what's the problem? Why would anybody think that the din of Tsaras Erva, which we learned from Achos Ishto, if you remember from the beginning of the year, we learned that from the other sister-in-law, right? From Parshas Achrimos. Why would anybody think that would apply to Eilanis? Anyways, we'll get back to that. Amar Rav Asi, Tsaras Eilanis Asura. She contaminates the field. And Rashi explains, let's look here very quickly. 1 second. Tsaras Eilanis, Harei Shehaya Nasui Beis Nashim. Reuven is married to two women. Ha'echad Eilanis, one of them is an Eilanis. Eilanis Duchor Nisa, De La Yolda, Lashon Ayel Zachar, Minatzon, etc. Okay, fine. Asura. Shenema V'haya B'char Shetelet, Prat La Eilanis, She'eni Yoledes. She cannot be a candidate. And somehow, her not being a candidate also generates the impact on her co-wife of Tzoras Ha'ilah, that's Tzoras Erva, that's the equivalent of Tzoras Erva, that's what we need to explain. So the Gemara immediately asks, is this really so? Masiv Rav Sheshes, but they ask, not logically, but from evidence, from a Mishnah later on. The Mishnah says, Shlosha Achim Nesuin Shalosh Nashim Belchrios. You have three brothers, and they're married to three unrelated wives. Each one is married to somebody, and these three sisters-in-law, each married to a different brother, in other words, are unrelated to each other.
Okay.
Umnei Secha Mehem, Reuven dies. Oh. Now, Shimon, Asaba Sheni Maimar. Instead of being Miyabim, or being Cholates, he did something else. He did Maimar. Now, Maimar, as we've discussed, Beis Shammai happens to be of the opinion that Maimar is a serious Kinyan Daraisa for Yibam. We don't pass him like Beis Shammai, we pass him like Beis Hillel. Beis Hillel is of the opinion that Maimar, the Yibam, Maimar means Kiddusha. Let's say he was, instead of Yibam or Chalitza, he gave her a ring and he said Aram Kadeshously to the Yibam, or to the Shomer Siyam, or whatever you want to call it. So the din is that midrabanan, that's chal, but minat Torah, nothing has happened. So what happened here was, Reuven died, Shimon didn't satisfy or resolve her status minat Torah. What he did was he did maimer. So the halacha is, and then of course he died.
Umeis.
Right? Umeis, Shimon died. Now the question is, Levi, right, is encounters two potential Yavamas. The first one is the one who originally was the wife of Reuven, right, but who did Maimer with Shimon. And the second one is Shimon's wife, Shimon's regular wife. So the Gemara, so the Mishnah says, Hare Elu Choltzos Velomis Yavmos, let's call them again, Sarah and Rivka, right, Sarah and Rivka, Sarah, who was originally married to Reuven and then became the recipient of Maimar from Shimon, and Rivka, who was the original wife of Shimon, both of them get Chalitza and no Yibam. That's what we're told. Shenemar, what is his face on? Umeis Echad Mehem, Yavam Yabo Alal, Mishalel Zikas Yavam Echad, Velo Zikas Shnei Yavamin, or Yavmin. In other words, this is what we call Eshes Shnei Mesim. The rules as follows. If, let me say it this way, if Shimon had done Yibum, and in that context had married Sarah, right? So Sarah would be his full wife. And then when Shimon died, Levi would be faced with two viable Yibum candidates. Right? Sarah and Rivka. Sarah was originally married to Reuven. That's true. But once Shimon married Sarah, right, she became Esha Shimon. The Zika, in other words, of Reuven was solved. That wouldn't be considered Esha Shnei Mesim because she's the Isha Gemura of, everybody with me? Of Shimon. However, since what happened here was a half measure, really a drabanan, namely, Maimer took place, so it looks like Sarah is really still belongs to both husbands. She really belongs still to Reuven because the Zika, the Raisa, was never resolved because Shimon did a Maimer, which is only Drabanan. So she's still considered Eshes or Zika based on Ishus of Reuven. On the other hand, Midrabanan, she's tied to Shimon, because Midrabanan, this works. So she is Eshes Shimon and Eshes Reuven at the same time. And therefore, there's no Yibum, because even though it's a Midrabanan here, it's called Eshes Shnei Ames. And that's the Limud, Yibam Yabal, Le'aham Bishalel Zikas Yabam Echad. Whoever comes to you based on their relationship with a single man, one Yabam, Velo Zikas Shnei Yabam. Uktaniela, two more seconds, let me just finish the end of the Braisa. Uktaniela, the end of the Mishnah, rather, Mishnah says, Omer Rav Yosef, Zuhi Tzoras Eishes Ach Mehav. This is an example where you have the impact or the spillover of the Tzora of Eishes Ach Mehav, She'isa Nefila Garim La, where the fact that, I'll read Rashi in a second, the fact that she didn't have a full yibum, right, causes a certain complication. Shalomatina b'chalatarakula kegon zos. Something which minat Torah doesn't exist, but midrabana, namely eshes shiamesim, does exist. And the Gemara originally thought that this long, this sentence in the end, he started to feel a garma, lomatina b'chalatarakula kegon zos, that refers to zuhi lemute mai. Well, what are they speaking, what are they trying to say? Lav lemute tzaras islandis deshari? Are they trying to say that, you know, as opposed to an islandis case where there's no din of tzara, here there's a miktas din tzara in the sense that there's no yibum. Neither of them can have yibum. So the Gemara says, no, that's not what they meant to exclude. What they meant to exclude was not the fact that here you have a situation where we intensify the exclusion of yibum. But what they were surprised is that we allow chalitza. Lo lamute tzaras islandis tasira. Actually, no. It's not to it's to exclude tzaras islandis, but not that it's muteres, but that it's also legamri even b'chalitza. Umay zuhi. Zuhi, the isun afilu garam la tzarasa, boy chalitza. Islandis afilu chalitza la boy, my taima hadaraisa, ha drabanam. Because the Eishes Nesim case with the Maimar is only din Rabbanan, because Minat Torah, she really is still Zekuka of Yomedes from the Eishes of Ruvain. So in theory, actually, Levi could marry her, the Torah's, the Yavama of Ruvain, and he could also marry Rivka, the Torah's, the Yavama of Shimon. So there would be no problem whatsoever. But midrabanan, because it looks like Eishes Shnanesim, they said no one's going to have yibum here, but everybody will have chalitza. When it comes to islandness, that's a problem that is daraisa. The fact that islandness is excluded from yibum because you can't give birth is a din daraisa, and therefore the tzara of an islandness will be excluded or disqualified midaraisa as well. Not only for yibum, but for the zika, and therefore there'll be no chalitza. That's what the Gemara says. So far. First, you got a question?
Yeah, why would it be chal according to the Torah? I mean, when the Mishnah says that Eishes Nikneis Shloshim Rasim,
that's in a normal, that's when you just have people who are not attached in any way. She has Zika, she's a Kuka Biomedes. So the only thing that's going to work for her, Minat Torah, according to Beis Hillel, the Torah says, Yivama Yabo Aleha, Vilakachal Aleisha. So the limud is that only yibum works. Now Rashi on Daf Nun Beis adds, this very famous Rashi, adds something significant to the mix. Rashi says, and why will Kedusha not work for Yavama? Your question. And Rashi says, because she's an Eishes Ach. Therefore the only way that you can establish a relationship with her is the way the Torah allowed. But regular kiddushin kiddushin not tofes beishasach. Other Rishonim give a different explanation.
It wouldn't be tofes.
I'm sorry.
According to Rabbanan, all three methods.
Midrabbanan, not according to the Rabbanan. Midrabbanan. Minat Torah, and according to Beis Shammai, it really does work. Minat Torah. Beis Shammai thinks that Maimar is a kinyan daraisa for Yibo. Beis Hillel disagrees. However, midrabanan, on the level of rabban, a rabbinic enactment, in other words, midrabanan, we treat it as a kind of a kedusha. But that's only midrabanan. Right? But that's Torah not. That's what we're saying here. That's why you get this funny situation where it's Eishes Shnamesen, because she still belongs, you know, to Eishes Shel Ruvain, because the Zika was never satisfactorily neutralized. She still belongs to Shimon, because midrabanan, she's Eishes Shimon. So she's Eishes Reuven and Eishes Shimon. That's called Eishes Shnei Amesim and that there's no zika, there's no ibum for such a woman. Bali Tosus on Daf Yudam and Aleph and elsewhere think that there are cases of Eishes Shnei Mason Doraisa. Even though this particular case, the Gemara certainly thinks is only drama. And that's a different story. Rashi disagrees. Yeah.
The Gemara lines. Elu Choletzim, so Eina Mishia Premis.
Elu Lo Mishia Premis, right?
Yeah. But isn't it a cloud? I know it's a machlok, it's a cloud, but Mokal Shein.
Well, we discussed that a lot.
Yeah, so
no, but this is a drabana. This is no different than the Mishnah Dav Chafam and Aleph. But the Mishnah Chafam and Aleph says that all Chai Vilabin, for example, are Choltzos below Mishiavos. But that's mostly because it's a Didra Banan. That's Minat Torah, there would be Yibum, and there would be Chalitza. Here too, Minat Torah, there would be Yibum. The Klal that we discussed so much earlier in the year, Kol Olal Yibum, Olal Chalitza, Kol Shein Olal Yibum, Olal Chalitza, according to most people, is on a Daraisa exclusions. If she's Mufka Yibum Daraisa, then there's a good chance, usually we have the Din, especially if it's the Shir and the Zika, that there's no Chalitza Daraisa either. But this is only Din Rabbana. Because it's the Maimar Beis Hillel, which is only Rabbana.
If he does Maimar, and then he culminates it with a regular...
That would be, then once he did that...
So that would be Yibum Daraisa.
Presumably. Yeah.
Okay, and number two, what happens if a woman's going to be an islandist and all of a sudden they discover some kind of medical procedure that can restore her ability to have children?
It's a good question. It's a big issue. I mean, it's an issue of Allah HaLamayisa. It's a big issue. But, right, you know, normally, I mean, there are two issues in islandists, as we'll see. One issue is the question of Mekach Tos. So that's going to be the next line in the Gemara.
But he was happy being married to her.
Right, so that's the question. Did he know? Some of the Kibel or Layada? That's, we'll see the next line in the Gemara. The other issue is the issue of Yibum. Meaning, you know, L'Hakam L'Hakam Shem B'Yisrael. So if she doesn't have that capacity, she doesn't have that capacity. Now, if you can change that capacity,
then it turns out that she's
so then the question is, when, you know, does it determine by the moment, by the beginning of this? Presumably, there's a bit called Nasra, meaning, you know, you have to be capable of Yibum immediately. So, you know, there's also discussion in the Gemara later on, actually here, about Gimlam and Aleph, and then later on Kuf Tesla and Aleph, whether Nisuin Mapilin or Misa Mapila. Meaning, do we assess certain issues in Yibum during the time she's married to Reuven? Right? Or only at the moment of death? For example, the Gemara in Yud Gimel Aleph discusses the question the Tzoros Erva, right? So let's say, in other words, one of the co-wives of Reuven was his was Shimon's daughter. But let's say Shimon's daughter, died or was divorced from Reuven before Reuven died. So if you hold Misa Mapila or Misa Mapelas, then we only care about the moment of Misa, and that's usually how we paskin. Balamor may be different, but Dafches. If you hold Nisuin Harishonim come up Yilin, right? Then as long as there was an erva in the mix at the time of the Yishus, even if that's long gone by the time of the Misa, it wouldn't matter. So there are a few issues. So if you're asking me about a restorative, you know, procedure that would make somebody, but there isn't a Nesra, meaning we had that earlier in the year. We talked about Balitosis, understand it in a very limited way, but Nida. Remember, let's say at the moment when he dies, she's a Nida. The Tosis said that should be Nesra. So I said, well, Nida comes and goes. Nida is a different story. But let's say there's some sort of at the time of like we had Achos Isha. Let's say the problem was Achos Isha, and then the other the Yabam sister wife dies. So now the sister is not a problem anymore. But still a bit of Nesra. Meaning Nesra Sha'achas Harehu Kimi Shieshlo Abanim. You know, there's an Yisrael Shasach. So what you're asking is an interesting question, but the timing would be very important. As would the timing be the beginning of her marriage to the Reuven? Would it be the moment of death? Or would it be even later? And maybe it depends, actually, on some of the issues that we're going to discuss going forward as well. Is this a typical p'tur, or is it more or less than other p'turim? It might depend on that as well. So it's a very good question. It was a, yeah.
Okay, so I was saying that because the Maimar basically where he said the Zika has Hoha.
Because
the Maimar doesn't limit the Zika
or doesn't neutralize it. Not Dorais anymore.
Had the Nibul, I should have been Mamash Hebrew, wouldn't have this issue.
Correct.
But how come if he does Hebrew, we still have an issue of Achashal Hebrew alone?
What do you mean?
Achashal Hebrew alone, we're saying it's a problem.
Because well, we discussed this last week a little bit with Rav Shimon, and that is again, Rav Shimon says there can be circumstances where if there's a yibum to Shimon, that you can get out of the problem of Achshalei Ovalam. As long as this is Rav Shimon's theory, if it's yibem ulmasof nolad, meaning if this little Levi, as I called him, was born not only after Reuven died, but after Shimon did the Yibam already. So in his universe, when he was born, she's always been Eishes Shimon. The Chachamim disagree. They say even then it doesn't matter because he may not have known Reuven, and he may not have been a candidate to do Yibam with Reuven's wife, but Reuven's wife is still his sister-in-law from Reuven. And that's something you can never get away from.
Why did Yibum reset in that case, but it doesn't reset it in this case?
Because in that case, the little Levi was never a candidate. So it's Eshesach, and Eshesach is an Erva. Eshesach is really no, that's what I'm going to explain a little later on, but Eshesach is really no different than Achos Isha, or Imo, or Bito, or Kalaso. But that's not true when you have... Because Shimon could have married, Shimon did marry Eishes Reuven, but Levi could have too. Right. He was a candidate. And since he was a candidate, it's just that now she's Eishes Ach because she ain't married Shimon. But she's not Eishes Ach b'toras Ishto Shel Reuven, because that's what Yibam is all about. That's the difference. Eishes Ach is not a candidate. I mean, Achav Shaloi Balama was not a candidate. And therefore there's only pure Eishes Ach. A regular Yibum case, even though someone is going to do the Yibum and someone is not, but all of them were candidates. Unless you get into Rabbi Yochanan Shalkish, that's something we discussed in the Rishami when we talked about 2 weeks ago, I think, when we talked about the Rishami.
If it's Nisash Tevan case, if Levi did Yibum with Shimon's wife.
If Levi did Yibum with Shimon's original wife.
Right. You should be around. Levi's wife that had the problem with the Maimar. Shimon's wife was always okay. So if Levi did Yibum with Shimon's wife, that would solve all.
Right. So we're treating it almost like a tzara. Is that what they mean? Inyan the Yibum, we're treating it like a psul tzara. That's what the language of the Gemara means.
Shimon's wife is
excluded from Yibum too, because she shares something with Reuven's wife, and Reuven's wife is excluded.
But he's learning this out as a pasuk.
Hey, just look at the Rashi for a minute, you'll see.
But he's learning this out of the
pasuk. No. The pasuk is the idea of Eishes Shnei Amesim, but we're applying to this Din D'Rabbanan.
Right.
But that's part of the Din D'Rabbanan. Look at the She'isun Afila Garam La. Rashi says, this is on the first wide line, Shanafla Beis Pa'amim Mizika Achas. Right? Shalom atzina b'chol ha-torah she-te'asar elibid rabbanon hu-de-mitzara she-ein-kan isur erba. There isn't a real erba here, and yet there's a v'asura tzarasa. What he means by asura tzarasa is exactly what you're asking. Meaning, why is Shimon's life, it's bad enough to say that Reuven's wife is off limits, right? But what about Shimon's wife? The answer is, yeah, we're going even further. We're saying not only is Reuven's wife treated like Eishes Shnei Amesim, but we're saying that the psul of Eishes Shnei Amesim, Reuven's wife, disqualifies also Shimon's wife. That's exactly what... But that's what's lo matzino. So that's what they say, Adaraisa. Tehu Mutei Tzaras Ilanet. But originally the Gemara thought, as opposed to the Ilanet, where there should be no effect on the Tzara. So the Gemara says, yeah, no. We only meant that either it's going to be, usually it's all or nothing. Here, it's strange because it affects Linyan Yibum, but it doesn't affect Linyan Chalitza. And in Islandis, it's even worse. It's not that it's better. You originally thought that Islandis is better and it doesn't even affect Linyan Yibum. No, it affects even Linyan Chalitza. That's what the Gemara is saying. Right? So that's the Shaka Vatar. It's a little strange, but a little difficult.
Maimer dies, but then can it still remain in that Sarah status?
If who dies?
Shimon's your mother. Reuben's wife, Shimon married.
Oh, you're saying if Sarah dies, she's the age of Shnei Mason. If she, when does she die?
This
after she married Shimon, or after Shimon died?
No, no, after she married Shimon.
Right, and that's what I'm saying before. That might get you to the question of whether or not Misun or Rishonim Mapilim, or Misa Mapalim. Right. I'm saying that's forget, even forget this case, a regular case. Let's say you have Bito. His daughter, Shimon's daughter, married Reuven. And there are four other wives. And let's say that before Reuven dies, he got divorced from her. Or she died. So this is Machlokas on Dafyud Gimel Amin Aleph, whether we say Nisun or Rishonim Mapilin or Misa Mapalas. Most Rishonim Paskin, Misa Mapalas, but not all. Balamar disagrees. So that's the question. In other words, in defining Tzara, does it depend on the moment of Misa or on the marriage itself? It's a very important argument. That's what I was saying before about, you know, change in islandness and things like that. Okay. So as far as you can see, it's an interesting shock of attorney. Okay. Now let's continue. So then the Gemara says, so what do we have so far? Let's just sum up. It's been an exciting few lines, but we have Rav Asi who says that the din of the din that we are familiar with and call Saras Erva, namely that co-wives, a disqualified co-wife will disqualify others, that din applies also in the case of islandness. A disqualified islandness, all islandnesses are disqualified, that disqualification disqualifies the other co-wives as well. That's Ravasi. And the Gemara tried to bring, the Gemara thought they had a raya against it. The Gemara concluded that there's no raya against it, and that's what we're up to. Okay. Then the Gemara says as follows. Tanan, our Mishnah, not based on Aleph, or more precisely, since it's a very long Mishnah, this part of the Mishnah is on base on the base, says that Vekula, quote, Vekula nemesu amiru anizgarshu, oshan imtsu islandis, saroseyem mutaros. That's a quote in the Mishnah. The Mishnah says, if, right, one of the tzaros died. Well, we were just talking about a second ago. If one of the tzaros dies, right, before Reuven dies, or there was a miyun, let's say the daughter of Shimon who married Reuven, she's the problem, Erva, in the mix, let's say she was a ktana, and she exercised her right of refusal to walk away from the marriage. Onis garshu. Or, let's say, forget about that, it was just a regular case, she didn't die, right? He divorced her. So the Bas Shimon, right, is no longer, she used to be a wife of Reuven, but she's no longer. At the time when Reuven died, she's already gone from the mix. Oh, Shenimtsu Island is. One of the cases is, or, this Erva turned out to be an islandess. So the halacha is, Sarasei Mutaras. So the question is, didn't we just say that Saras, islandness, is Asura? But the Mishnah says explicitly that even if Nimtza islandness, right, that the Tzoroseim are Mutaras. So isn't that a complete stira to the Psak of Ravasi? So the Gemara says, Lokasha. Kan Shehikirba, Kan Shalohi Akirba. As I said before, there are two problems in islandness. One problem in islandness is the disqualification for Yibum and the impact of that disqualification, its spillover impact on others. That's one issue. A totally separate issue is whether or not the issues of an islandness isn't just a Mekachtos. Because when he married her, you know, usually he doesn't know that she's an islandness. Because he married her very young. He expected her to develop, you know, physically, you know, in a routine manner. And it turns out that, you know, she didn't. So what the Gemara is saying is, when the Mishnah says that if the Tzara turns out to be an islandess, right, if the Erva turns out to be an islandess, that the Tzaros are Mutaros, what the Mishnah means is, because Igloi Milsa L'Mafreya, that there is no, she's not in the mix. If the erva is an islandess, then the erva is not part of the group. Why? Because an islandess typically is what? Mekaftos. The Ishus isn't chal.
Why is it a Mekaftos if he lived with her after he found out?
So let's presume that he did it.
No, but it says, you said before, Shenimsu islandess before he died. So if he's living with her afterwards, why didn't he ratify the situation?
That's a good question. I think that's an issue in its own right. That's, I think, the Rishonim talk about that, but I don't want to get into that right now. Earlier on Daf Beis on the Beis, if you look here very quickly, you'll see there's a Tosis and a Tosis Rishonim that speak about some of the details of Island. See the top Tosis on Beis on the Beis? Right, Ocean Insu Islandess. So the island of Tosas says island is Kushe Tosain, Blahose Shasachim, the Tema, and so on and so forth. Right? So you look at that Tosas, some of the Tosas Shanim and the Rabban. There's a whole big discussion about the details of this Mecca of Tosas. Okay.
But is there such a concept that you have to act in a timely manner?
In certain mekatos, obviously, it's a little complicated. There are certain kinds of mekatos, there are different models of mekatos, as you could probably imagine. There are certain mekatos that are objective. And therefore, sabar v'kibel after the fact doesn't alter the fact that at the time when the kinyan was made, it was made the tos. Unless you're talking about a situation where going forward there's certain like momentum and impact, legal impact. So then, you know, from the time that Sabar Bekiba, if there's another Kenyan or there's a Kenyan Mimela, let's say, Ishus, Maisabia, things of that sort. So we say, Inam Osa Biloso Bilasnus, and things of that sort. So then there would be like a new Kenyan, you know, from that time forward. But in a situation where there's no new transaction and we're dealing with an objective Mekaftos, even if he is willing to accept it after the fact, all things being equal, it wouldn't help him because he's still absent the Kenyan. However, there are certain situations which are within a range. In other words, the response when he finds out is mochiach whether or not it really is a Mekaftos for him. Right? So, in that situation, you know, it would matter. Yeah. Sorry? Yeah, for sure. There are all sorts of exceptions to that, whatever, but yeah, 100%.
Could you use a scholar on the islandess?
Yeah. Wow. If he's suffered the kibbel, yeah, sure. Absolutely. That's what we're saying in the Gemara here. So the Gemara says, Lo kasha, kan shehi kibbel? Meaning, if he knew she was an islandess and he wanted to be mekadesh her, that's a proper kedusha. Kan shelohi kirba. Again, what Simcha's bringing up also, which is you need godless in some case. Sometimes you use it respect as a father or not a father. So whether or not simanim, work independently or not, sometimes lack of simanim is ma'akev until it turns out, let's say she reaches 20 and she never had these simanim. So Nigalei Milsa LaMafreya, that she was always an islandess, and then. On the contrary, her position is actually stronger, earlier, because it wasn't the lack of
the Kedushin is godless. Even though you could say Sabikai improved rule with the Sue, but he can marry other women.
Yeah, 100%. Right, 100%. Right. Absolutely correct.
But after the Cherub of Ben-Geshen,
right, then it's
the Kedushin would not be hard.
Well, the Kedushin is still Chal. It's just, it's an issue, it's a problem. I mean, there's Tzitzis Kedusha. She's a Gedola. She's a Bardas. There's no Chai Bekrisas. So there is always Tzitzis Kedusha. What you do about the Mitzvah Kiryu Verivya is a question. And remember, I mean, not everybody is an islandess. I mean, there are people, women who can't give birth, but they're not an islandess. Islandess is when you have certain physical, symptoms or non-physical symptoms. But
if it's a make out of toes, then the brother should be able to marry her.
If it's a Mekach Tos. Yeah, but there's no Zika. Yeah, for sure. But there's no Zika. Great. But that's all we're talking about.
I know.
But that wouldn't be part of the Yibum for the remaining Tzaros.
So same with Tzaros. I mean,
the islands. Oh, okay, okay. I hear. No, because we're focusing whether or not there's a disqualification. They still have Zika, right?
No, but if we're talking to Mekachtos, that's
Shinzu. If it's a Mekachtos, they might be able to marry her without Eishasach. But it won't help the Tzaros to solve their Zika problem because she's not one of their co wives. So there'll still be a din of Yibum and Chalitza. Right? Okay. So the Gemara says as follows. Kanchi Ikerba, right? Kan Shalori. When the Mishnah says that if she's an islandess, that you know there's no Hafkas Tzaros, that's an islandess where it's a Mekachtos. So then it turns out that she's out of the mix. But where there's no Mekachtos, then the question arises: there's no Yibum. What about Tzaros? And that's where Ravasi says is then that Tzaros islandess are Asuros. That's the Gemara. Daikanami, we can bring a raya, right, from a daik in the law show in a Mishnah as well. The Ketani, the Mishnah says, Shenimtsu, velo Ketani shehoyu. The Mishnah says, if Nimtsu islandess, if it turns out that she was an islandess, meaning he didn't know, and it was a Mekachtos. Shemamina, if it had said shehoyu, right, that would have been different. It says Shenimtsu, the Mishnah is referring to Mekachtos, part of islandess, but some of a kibel is not going to be a problem. Okay. Then the Gemara says, Amar Rava, Hilchaso, through all that, you know, we're working so hard to defend Ravasi, so in the end of the day, the Gemara says, Amar Rava, Hilchaso, Taurus Islandus Mataris. Right? Taurus Islandus is not, they're going to disqualify, Islandus will not disqualify the co-wives. Vafilo Hikirba, even in a situation where there's no Mekachtos, in other words, and therefore there's no din. It's not that she's not a wife, she is a wife and a co-wife, but there's no infection. Erva causes an infection, and an islandess does not cause an infection. Not only that, that's already a chiddush, but Papil Tsar's Bito islandess, wow, what is Tsar's Bito islandess? Let's say this islandess is the daughter of Shimon, again, Reuven married his niece, Shimon's daughter, and turns out that she was an islandess. So you might have thought, and there's no Mekachtos, right? You know it. So you might have thought that under those situations, forget about her being an islandess, she is Bito. Bito's Tzaros Erva. So there should be all Pturos. Kamashmon, if she's an islandess, then everybody is a candidate. What? Why? That's wild, right? We need to explain that. So now we did Rava disagree with Ravasi. There's an argument whether islandess infects the rest of the group. Rava went a giant step further and said that not only that, it's better if she's an islandess. Not only is it not infect, somehow it's machshir an infection. Wow. How could that be? Yeah.
We say that by Ravasi that the smell of Erva, so to speak, that goes to the island, that source of islandess is also going to him. It's almost like a take on of a shalt. In other words, you have to have a purity of intention for evil.
Okay.
And here, you can't possibly kick him up in the out of shame.
Well, would that be a reason to exclude? That would be a reason to exclude her, but it wouldn't be reason to.
Right. But it makes her still error. In other words, it's like carnal error, like what Abba Shalt says, carnal
error. I hear. Interesting. It's an interesting idea. We'll see that some of the other Rishonim say it a little bit differently, but I hear it. I hear what you're saying. I hear it and I applaud the impulse. Okay. So this is the Gemara. So we need to understand all three shitas. First of all, are there three shitas or two shitas? Rava says two things. Number one, Rava says there's no Tsaras islandess, there's no Hafgah of Tsaras islandess. And I say he also says that Bito islandess, right, also does not affect or infect the Tzaros. Does anybody disagree with point number two in Rav? So this is an interesting Rashi. I think it's on Tzadi Aleph or Beis here. If I can find it right away. Rashi says, yeah. Halchut Saras Eilu Benisu, Sadi Aleph Amud Beis. There are a couple of brashis like this, actually. I think Rabbi Kveger is one who points it out. Or maybe not here, elsewhere. Everybody see Halchut Saras Eilu Benisu? Halchut Saras Eilu Benisu Lashuk. Benimtes Erva Eilanis. If the Erva turns out to be an Eilanis, like Bito Eilanis, right? Benoda Shehuskeka Sarasal Yibum Lumafreya. The Erva's Eilanis Enopoteras Sarasa, the Eilanis Mekachtausu, Velavishtohi, the Ainzut Saras Erva, Uzukukali Yabam. Ketam perkama kulin shemeso shemino shenim silas sarasei mutaros. A rather remarkable Rashi. What does Rashi say? Rashi says if you have a case of a tsaras, of an erva islandess, she is not going to be poter tsarasa because islandess is a mekachtos. And then he quotes the language of the Mishnah. Our Gemara said, right, that the discussion of Tsaras Eilanis is even in a case where there is no Mekachtos. But the Our Gemara was saying that there's a difference between the Mishnah and the discussion of Ravasi and Rava. Ravasi and Rava are talking about cases of Savar Vekibel. He knew she was an Eilanis and he married her anyway. And it's there where Rava says, not only is there no Tsaras Eilanis, there's not even Tsaras Eilanis Bito. Rashi seems to be quoting a shita that says the only reason that Bito Eilanis is not Poter Tsaros is in a case of Mekachtos. It sounds like he thinks that there is a third shita, meaning that you could disagree with the second point of Rava without disagreeing with the first point of Rava. That you could think that Saras Bito Eilanis is Asur, right? Because Eilanis is Lomala Velomorid. It's not Machshir, it's not Posel, it's nothing. And therefore you're left back with Bito, right? Which is Poter. But if you just had Eilanis alone, or if you had Saras Eilanis Mekachtos, right? In that circumstance there would be no Ptur Tsaras. There are a few other Rashis like this as well. Okay. Having said that, now let's go back and try to figure out what's really going on here. So the question is, where should we start? Okay. Let's start with two Yerushalmis. And then we'll see where it gets us. Okay. So the first Yerushalmi, this is the number one thing on our list here, set 10. It's very fascinating, as I think I mentioned at the end of last week. There are these two Yerushalmis, they're very well quoted by the Rishonim. And they seem to be opposite. And what's particularly fascinating is that the Rambam quotes them both, and so does the Ramban. I obviously don't think that they're opposite. They're both very fundamental. So the first Yerushalmi discusses the problem of Saras Eilanis. Rishami says, Rabbi Bun Barchia, Omer Rabbi Abba Bar Mamal, but Eilanis, the Eishes Hachit, Shemoya Balamu, are you Beparsha? Everybody have it? Okay. So what do you start off? He says, listen, there are two cases we can assess here. What you want to assess. There's Eilanis, and there's Achiv Shaloya Bolomo. Remember we talked about little Levi who was born after Reuven died. In both cases, there's an exclusion from Yibo. Right? Machonis Meimar, Eilanis Sarasa Muteres, Deishis Achiv Shaloya Bolomo, Sarasa Asuru. So both of these are excluded. Even though there's no erva, what does he mean? Why does he even equate them to begin with? Because there's no obvious erva. In other words, the other cases in the Mishnah are Bito, Imo, Chamoso, Kaloso, Achosishto. They're all prohibited relationships. And here, we're dealing with a regular Eishes Ach. Well, the thing is, Ki Eishlo Acham Yachtov, they didn't exist, they didn't coexist in time. Right? Or in this case, there's no lachim lachim shame b'Yisrael. So you might think that we should treat, that we should look at achid shaloya balomo and islandess, we should look at them together. So why is it that in one case, the tsaros of achid shaloya balomo are paturos, like any other erva, and yet when it comes to islandess, he's assuming like Rabba, I guess, we say that the tsaros of the islandess are mutaros? That's the question. So listen to the answer. The Rishami says, Omar lei, islandess mitam acher hotseisa. Asher teled yotza zu she'ene yoledes. The reason that islandess is excluded is not comparable to Eishas Achir Shalei Abalama. The case of islandess, it's a different reason, it's a side reason. What's the reason? Because she can't give birth. Then Yerushalmi says, lo dayecha she'ene misyabemes. Isn't it enough of a chiddush to say that there's no yibo? Ela she'at mevakesh Lesser Tarasa, and you're pushing that we should say that this is a disqualification that infects the other wives as well. It's barely understandable why there's no yib over here. It's a remarkable Yerushalmi. Is it really barely understandable? What?
That's what it will live.
Yeah? Lo dayecha? That's what the language says though, right? Lo dayecha, I'm going to read it one more time because it's so good. Lo dayecha she'ena misyavemes. It's not enough, you know, your chiddush or the chiddush of Torah, that there's no yibum. You want to go further and say it's the kind of pgam that affects the other wives as well. Aval, however, Eishas Alkish Shalom Yabolamo, Ervahi. They didn't think that a minute ago, right? What do you mean Erva? Eishas Alkish Shalom Yabolamo is Erva. Where's the Erva? Why did they originally put these two together? Because they both thought they're both not Erevas. Ah, Eishasach. But everybody's Eishasach, right? Yeah. The Eishasach of Achim, Sheyashvu, or Sheyeshvu Yachtav, that's Hutra, that's the Chut, whatever you want to say about it. But the Eishasach of Shaloya Bolomo, that's a real Eishasach. It's no different than Akos Ishto, or Bito, or Kalasa, or Chamaso. That's an amazing line. The erva poteres tsarasa, meaning you're looking at Eishas Achid Shaloya Balomo incorrectly. It's not some extraneous problem. It's a real erva of Eishas Ach. And therefore, under these conditions, we understand the difference between tsaras islandess, which is more of a technicality, dayecha, right? Or lo dayecha? And therefore the tsaros are going to be mutaros. Okay. Okay, let's look to the end of the Rishalmi, but we'll get back to that later. Asi Amar, no, that is tsaros island is Asura Ravasi. Okay. Tsaros island is Asura Ravasi. Masisim Palig al Asi. Right? The same question the Gemara asks. Nikulan Imesu Omiyan or Miskarsha Shin Silas Tsarasen Mutaros. Okay, the Rishalmi here doesn't give the answer to the Bavli. They just think the Mishnah is against Ravasi. Then the Rishalmi concludes, Rabbi Bun Bar Chiya B'Shem Rebbe Abba Bar Mamo Madamar Asi Ki Rabbi Meir. Maybe we could explain in Ravasi Shita like Rabbi Meir. Rabbi Meir Amar Kol She'ein At, sorry, Miyabmeini Ein At Miyabem Tzaraso. What happened in the Yerushalmi is a very important shift. Right, the Yerushalmi starts off by saying, I don't understand why Tsaras islandess and Nahasuros shouldn't be any different then, shouldn't be any less of a problem. Right then, Achid Shaloya Balomo. The Yerushalmi says, what are you talking about? Achid Shaloya Balomo, that's a real erva, that's Eishas Ach. But islandess, a technicality. Lo dayecha, that you're saying there's no yibum. Right, you're going to be also the tsaros. So then they thought the argument was so convincing that they said, oh, so how do we understand Ravasi? Ravasi said tsaros erva zasura. But we just, if you're saying lo dayecha, right, why would it be so? So now they're on the defensive. And it seems against the Mishnah. So Rosh Hashanah came up with a very interesting idea. Kol she'in at miyameini, ein at miyabim sarasa. We'll try to explain what that means in a minute. A certain perspective, which I think is the Rambam's perspective, on Tzaras Erva, collective perspective on Tzaras Erva. If you can't be miyabim any of the candidates, and that's each one of the candidates, then you can't be miyabim any of the candidates. It's a package deal. That's what Ravasi, according to the Rishonim, is saying. Just to reinforce it, but I'll go back to it later. If you look at the Rambam in Perek Vav, it's a question of how it works in with some other things, but look at the Rambam in Perek Vav, Halachi Yadali, page 3, line 3. It sounds a lot like this Yerushalmi. Everybody have it? Misha me'esachi v'iniach shtei nashim. A man dies and leaves two wives. Ha'achas asura yivama misha me'erva. Ha'shniya ena erva, the Mishnah. One is an erva, one is not. Kishem sha'erva p'tura min ha'chalitza u'min ha'yibam kach tzarasa p'tura. First, already it's interesting. What do you mean kishem? Right? Just as one, so the other. It's an infection, but what's the kashem? V'lo nafalo zika abaye zeh klal. That's the key already. You see what's going on. The zika never got off the ground. Because if the zika can't be klal on the whole bias, it can't be klal on any part of the bias. Shenemar ashalim nezbezachim. Bias sheyesh polikuchin be'ezamem sheyirtza. Rambam is spelling it out. And there's no Gemara like this. No, at least not exactly like this. Hu sheyesh olav zika. Bayis shemiktsoso. Any akal ibnoso. Sh'eilo bolikuchin. If there's a part of the bias off limits. Afilo miktsoso. Sh'eilo mutar. Beninza sarasa erva. Erva lo v'shemesh asachim. Sh'eilo olav zika. Now the end of the piece, the Rambam speaks about turning everything into Eshesach. But that's a result in the Rambam. It's not the cause. The Hagdara of Tzaras Erva, this Rambam, is very similar to that to the Yerushalmi saying. Yerushalmi said, we did such a good job telling you that islandness isn't really an Erva. Right? So how do you explain Ravasi? So the Yerushalmi says, maybe Ravasi holds has a different sheet of Tzaras Erva. Ravasi holds, you don't need to be an Erva to have Tzaras Erva. What you need is, as long as we look at all the wives as a unit, and we say you cannot implement Yibum across the board, whichever one you want, so the Zika is not Chal. If the Zika isn't Chal on everybody, the Zika is not Chal on anybody, it's a package deal. It's Batla Mitzasa Batla Kula. And that's what the Rambam says as well. Therefore, I don't care why, I care that. Right? And that's what where did the Rambam get it from? This particular, maybe the Rishalmi. Maybe this Rishalmi, right? As we'll explain. Yeah.
This lesson we just read, Be'ezo Mehem Sheyirtze.
Yeah.
We learned already when it comes to Yivum, there's Kadimus.
In the Yav and the brother.
Right.
In the brothers, not in the wives.
Who he married first, doesn't matter.
Doesn't matter. And even in the brothers, it's only Lechatkila, not the other. But in the wives, there's no Kadima. There's no Kadima at all. The only Kadima that there is if you can, the Mishnah says that, you know, you shouldn't spoil it for other people. If there's a way for you to be, let's say, Miyabim or Cholitz in a way that will cut down on other people's Isurim when the people are free, Eishes Kohen, this, Chalutza, this, etc., then you should be mindful of the impact of what you're doing. But that, and that's a side halacha. Otherwise, there's no Kadima. Okay, so that's one Yerushalmi. Look at the other Yerushalmi. Now, the thing that's amazing about this, two things are amazing. The idea of Tzaras island is being a surah because of this expanded idea of package deal, which we find in the Rambam also, is a very important principle. Lo dayecha is a very, very strong statement. Right? There's no Tzara, no problem of Tzara, because islandness is barely a problem. Now, of course, that raises the issue, as you've said. So what is Yibam all about? Is it Mahakim Lachat Shem B'Yisrael? Except that we know that there are some Rishonim who think that there's Yibam even when there's no chance of Piri of Arivia or of having a child. Tosas on Dabcha from an Aleph, which you've talked about many times this year, says that even if we know 100% that there's not Ein Isha Misaberes, maybe a Rishonah. Tosas says on Dabcha from an Aleph, So how can it be that when it comes to Chayvi Lavin, we do Yibum, Bia Rishona, there's no chance to get pregnant? It also says we need a Gavra Haroi. We don't need a Maisa Yibum Haroi. Right? Alright, that's a Chiddush, that's what Tosa says. We're amazed by that. The Rishami is like a giant step even beyond that. Lo Dayecha, like it's a trivial thing. So what is the Yibum all about, if it isn't about Ishus? Now, at the end of the day, we do require the potential in some level. But even to say the words Lo Dayecha, isn't that the Ikar, Lahakim, Lahakim, Shem, the Israel? So in the beginning of the year, we spoke about the Sefer Abatim, who says that the Ikar Yisod of Yibum is she's a member of a family. When she marries her husband, she marries her husband and she marries into his family. And the idea of Yibum is that the family is obligated, right, especially when there are no children, right, which has impact on various things. Maybe that's with no children, so the shame, Eishes Ach, you know, the ability to flexibly transfer her, you know, to another member of the family is easier. Well, whatever the case may be, right, the point is that the brother's obligation, ki yeshu acham yachdav, has to do with the fact that she's an organic part. She left her family. She became part of his family in one respect, right? Mishpachas av kriya mishpacha. And they shouldn't abandon her. Right? So the potential, lachem shem b'yisrael, the potential is one thing. That's not the ikar HaMechayev, Lo Dayecha. That's what you have to say, something like that. I told you, I think, in the beginning of the year, I think I mentioned there, Shem Shul Fol Hirsch doesn't quote the Sefer Batim, probably didn't know the Sefer Batim, it's not a, it certainly wasn't accessible, in that time. But he wonders, you know, in his parish all the time, he speculates, maybe Yibum is about, again, providing for the wife, or for her, continuity, etc. So he says that it can't be because, well, what does that have to do with having with the husband having had children? If it was about her having children, you know, that makes sense. Oh, she has her own family, she has children, but if she's bereft and she's cut off and she has no children, but it's not about her having children; it's about his having children. So he dismisses it out of hand. He says, now obviously that's not what Yibum's about at all. But what I'm trying to suggest is, based on the Surushalmi and so on, that we look at it a little bit differently. His having children is either an additional factor, it's a matir. I mean, you know, it's one thing to transfer, you know, her, you know, secure future within the family, but, you know, what about the brother's legacy? Right? That's also a sensibility. So the potential to have children is an important factor. That's number one. Number two, if he already has children, right? So in a sense, her status as his legacy, Ishto, or the flexibility of allowing her then to be married to someone else would be problematic. That would be more competitive. That would kind of, you know, trigger some Abashol type concerns or sensitivities. And therefore, what I'm suggesting is his having children and the potential of her having children, Lahakim, Lahakim, Shem B'Yisrael, would have to be looked at in a much more subtle way as affecting, you know, this dynamic in these relationships. But in Ochanami, there seems to be some evidence, Tosis, this line in the Yerushalmi, etc., that there is, that the Sefer HaBatim's idea is really a legitimate idea, an aspect of Hebrew as well. There's a second Yerushalmi, and the second Yerushalmi seems to say the opposite. What's interesting is that the second Yerushalmi addresses a different question than the first. First Yerushalmi is dealing with the question of Saras Islandess, exactly the issue of Argabar. The second Yerushalmi is dealing with Rava's second Chiddush. Because Rava said, not only is there no such thing as Tzaras Islandess, a Ptur of Tzaras Islandess, even if the islandess was Bito, right, there would be a Heter and a Chiyuv for the Tzara. Right? And we pointed out already that Rashi on Sadi Aleph on the base and a few other places in the Masechta seems to suggest that that's not so simple. That may be only the Mechach Tos, etc. meaning the question. Challenge is, it's one thing to say that islandness doesn't trigger a problem of disqualification of tzaros, but why would islandness solve a problem of tzaras erba when there was one, if she's bito? Shimon's daughter, right, is married to Reuven, and it turns out that she's an islandess. So okay, she's an islandess, and that doesn't generate tzaras islandess. But there's still tzaras bito. How did that get all of a sudden solved? So that's what Yerushalmi number 2, right, discusses. Now Yerushalmi number 2 is not contiguous to Yerushalmi number 1. Meaning the first Yerushalmi is at the end of the first, the Parakalik Mishnah Aleph in Yavamos. And the second Yerushalmi is in Parakalik Mishnah Beis, and there are discussions in between. So Yerushalmi says as follows. Ilu bita min anesuin, below Iwanis, tsarasa atsura, Nibnation itosifla islandis tsarasa buteras? Exactly our question. Right? If she wasn't an islandis and it was Shimon's daughter, wouldn't the tsaros be excluded and disqualified? So because she also happens to be an islandis, which also excludes, she's even more excluded, somehow that excludes the tsaros less? That's the question. So Yerushalmi says, Amale, islandis, Kimi she'ena ba'olam. Answer is absolutely yes. Islandess is so mufkas from Yibum that she doesn't register. She doesn't count at all. Now then there was such an interesting, it's interesting, there was a habamin of the Gemara on Mem Dalid, Omen Aleph. The Gemara thought that. The Gemara thought about Erba. The Gemara said, you know, maybe you could have thought that when you have an Erba, there's no Tzaras Erba just because the Erba's just mufka legamri, there's no zika on the erva, so there's not even a tziruf, in my language, but there's not even tziruf between them. So we don't pass it that way. That's the tzaras. Another way to explain Beis Shammai might be that idea. Beis Shammai can even say each woman, each wife is independent, and therefore one has no impact on the other. Or you might say, in Akanami, there's a collective zika, but anybody who's excluded in a fundamental way is outside of the zika. It's not a candidate. They don't register, and therefore they don't cause problems either. Okay, we don't paskin that way. Maybe that's how Beis Shammai understands it. Fine. But we don't paskin that way. Paskin like Beis Shammai. But what Yerushalmi is saying is that islandness is so excluded that's Kimishena. You have to be a candidate to say, oh, there's a candidate, there's a big circle around, you know, this big tent, and you can't marry anyone you want, or one affects or infects or gives a shame to the other. But islandness is so excluded that Kimishaina. Therefore, even if it's islandness bito, by virtue of being islandness, she's not a candidate. How does that sound? Like lo dayecha, like it's, we can't, we're not even sure why islandness is excluded from Yibum. Sounds like, how could islandness be a candidate for Yibum? It's lahakim lahakim shame to Yisrael. Right? This is, it's way worse than Erba. Erba is a halachic problem. Right? Islandness is mufkas from the Yisod of Yibum. And even if in the end you say, like the Bali Tosis on Chafam and Aleph, that, you know, there's no need befoal to have the potential of lachim lachim shame. It's only a shir and the gaber, etc. Whatever it is, but whatever role that plays, Yerushalmi here seems to be saying, you know what? It's a more absolute exclusion, not less, but more than erva. Then Yerushalmi tries to prove it. The proof is a little bit strange. Ilu shtei yavamos akos island is akos sheno avenes. Uba yavam b'cholatz lo ba leha. Shema pater b'chaberta kluma b'ayilus kimishena ba'olam. Okay, well, let's leave that for the moment. There are different interpretations of that.
Even when he's in Kabul.
So yeah. Because in Yibo, she's kimishena. Not that she's not his wife. She's his wife l'chol advarim, but she's not a Yibo candidate at all. She's not even on the list. Now, I would have thought. I think most people would have thought that these two Rishonim are mutually exclusive. One sees islandness as a kafka gmura, the other sees it as lodayacha. Maybe it echoes that famous argument that I said before of the Rishonim, of the Labdafka. I mean, the Balitosis and the Kafam and Aleph seem, you know, to be downplaying the Hakim Lach of Shem B'Yisrael. the Ramban on Chafa Bet Aleph, and the Chacham Bisvarim with him. And again, the same argument on Chafa Bet Beis. The Gemara there speaks about whether or not, I mean, the Rishonim speak about be a Rishona, to be a Shnia. So Tosa says, oh, forget about that. It's Hara Tchilas Bia Atusof Bia, because it sounds like they don't think that you need a physical, you know, intimacy that could produce a child for Yibum. That may be the Shita Sof. Bali Tosis, just like they think that, you know, Ein Isha Misaberes, maybe a Rishona is no problem, they think, and if you do a physical action which is, doesn't have the capacity, and that's the only one you're going to do because of Chavi Lav, and even that's okay too. The Ramban disagrees in both places. On Chafa Bet Aleph, he thinks that, you know, there has to be an ability for a pregnancy to take place. And on Chafa Bet Beis, he says also the same thing. The Ramban is Perashat Torah. We talked about this in the very beginning of the year. You know, I say usually the Ramban, when he speaks about matters of Kabbalah, Torah Sasod, so the Ramban has a very consistent structure. Right, there's Derech HaPshat, there's Derech HaDrash, there's Derech HaSod. It's in the end of the piece. Right? That's the part in the end which we usually don't understand very well. Right? When it comes to Yibum, as I explained in the beginning of the year, the Derech HaSod is the first chat of the Ramban. He's referring to right in the beginning. He thinks that the Gilgul Neshamos aspect, and I'm not going to say more about it than that, it's obviously an esoteric idea. You know, I'll leave it to you to decide whether I don't want to share or I don't understand. But the point is that the for the Ramban, this is a very upfront issue. The idea that there would be a Yibum without a real potential, you know, for a hemshech, you know, for a life, you know, that you know, that is al shem achiv anes, is against the yisod of Yibum. So in a way, these two Rishalmis, when Rishalmis is saying it's barely a problem, it's less of an issue than Erva. The other Rishalmi is saying, you know, it's a steer in a obey. It's ridiculous to speak about, you know, a Yibum candidacy, somebody who can't produce, you know, a child. It's way worse than Erva. There's no Tzoras Erva, not because it's Kal, but because it's Hamor. Could be a reflection. It doesn't have to be, because even according to the Ramban, all you need is a potential. An old potential. The Ramban doesn't deny that Tzoras Adam, somebody who used to have the potential, is a Yavam. The Bali Tosfos don't deny that you need a Gavra Haroi, that Sris Chama is excluded. So I'm not saying it's Haba Hatalia, I'm just saying it's peril. Okay. But it sounds like they're two opposite views. Moreover, even though the second Yerushalmi comes to explain why it is that being an Islandist and an Erva at the same time, right, is being a Kula, he's not answering the question, why is there no Tzoras Islandess? Right? But in theory, doesn't it seem that once you say that it's Kamisha Eina Ba'olam, that you've answered that question as well? So you don't need both Yerushalmis, and it sounds like they're coming from opposite places. So it's fascinating, I'm going to end here in one more minute, is if you look at Tosas on Chesam and Aleph and Rashi, Tosas doesn't quote the Yerushalmi. But Tosis gives the ant explains why there's no Tzoras Islandess in language which is close to the second Yerushalmi, even though that's not what the second Yerushalmi is talking about. Right? And I think the reason for that is because the Bali Tosis, just were not, even the Bali Tosis, even the Shita Sal, they downplay the Hakam Lach, they just weren't comfortable with the first Yerushalmi. What do you mean, Lo Dayacha? So look at Tosan Chesam Aleph. We have it here. It's either in the Gemara or on the page. Either way, Trei Surei Mechadi Surei Yalfinan, line 13. Avos Shemot Makam Yibum Kedon Tzaras Pito Yalfin. V'Tomer Lo Ravasi Amay Poteres Islandis Tzarasa Mechadi Surei. Who's asking for Ravasi? Why is there a Ptur of Tzaras Islandis? They show me the Miman of Shach Iya Asir Dafinu Asher Tele in Tzaras Islandis. Lachit Tzarasa Nami Asura. V'Chein Av Eishes Akit Shalei Yalu Balamo. Wow. So firstly, Tosfos will speak about this next We have a regular Shu next week or next week to Shu'as? So 2 weeks ago. So Eisha Sakha Shalei Abolamo is being compared to Islandis, just like the Rishalmi's Hamamina, right? Avakasha, my time of the Manda Panagat Rabasi. It goes the other way, right? Why would anybody disagree? The Rishalmi, when he said Lo Dayacha, says, oh, so what do we even do with Rabasi? Tosa starts the opposite way. Really, like the Hamamina and the Rishalmi. Islandis is like the Homer Sakha, and Islandis is just like Akash Shalei Abolamo. So how do we even understand Rava? We passed him like Yeshlama. Given the island is Slav Bas Ibum the Shumakom Chashiva Tarasa Katzaris Erev Shalom Makom Mitzvah the Shari. Says the answer is he's on the radar screen. He's so mucked up because he can't have children. She can't have. But the Doni island is L'chai Diasei. Yeah.
What if somebody is called by his father's name? Yakir Ben
Yak. It doesn't matter. The naming itself is irrelevant. It's that's to be shown what the Gemara says.
And there's a problem.
What?
And there's a problem. Well, there's a problem. Well, we
can I don't know about that. But what I'm saying is called the actual name is beside it. That's what the Gemara says. The Gemara says later on, the name of that, but we mean the legacy. Anyways, the point I'm trying to make is Tosas answers the first Yerushalmi question. Why is there no Torah of Tzara Serva according to the Rabbah or the Chachamim? Not by quoting the first Yerushalmi, but the equivalent of the second Yerushalmi. So does Rashi. But what's particularly fascinating is, with this we leave, the Ramban and Rambam quote both Yerushalmis. The Ramban admits it. The Ramban says if you said quote the second, you don't need the first. But the Rambam, in two different other parts, Bava Lachacha, quotes Yerushalmi number one. And Perek Vav Alach Chafalef, Yerushalmi number two. So we have to figure out how that works for the Rambam. Continue in 2 weeks. Wish everybody a good Yom Tov.